emaciated and addicted to drugs. It's how Tony Hsieh's family describes him in court documents in lawsuits attempting to gain pieces of the late Zappos CEO's estate. Court documents say the 46-year-old Hsieh was sleeping 2 or 4 hours a night, addicted to ketamine, a drug that in high amounts can lead to hallucinations. Hsieh believed he could transform into animals and other objects, download talents to his brain, and manifest water, according to the court filing. Quote, certainly Tony was not in any condition to plan, analyze, or negotiate any high-stakes business deals, the family writes. In a trip to Montana months before his death, court documents say Hsieh boarded a bus wearing only pajama pants and bought only a box of crayons with him. It was around this time he began using nitrous oxide or whippets. The filing saying his house was littered with thousands of empty nitrous oxide containers, broken glass, dog feces, and rotten food. The documents saying electricity was replaced with hundreds of candles and tiki torches, prompting calls to local law enforcement. A month before his death, Hsieh's brother became so concerned about his health, he asked that, quote, vitamins and protein supplements be slipped into his food. A longtime friend contacting Hsieh's parents and brother, believing, quote, Tony's death was imminent and that he had lost a large amount of weight. Hsieh dying in November 2020 in a shed at this home in Connecticut. Now, we asked everybody involved in this most recent filing for comment, and we did not hear back. We were live in Las Vegas. Nicole, back to you.